This morning, we celebrate Jesus' birthday, and we would like to present to you and Christine a token of our thanks for all the hard work that you've done over these many, many years. We are so thankful that we've had both of you with us, and we would like to present this to you at this time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Whitney. Thank you.
Should I give it to her to check?
Yeah. We ask our Lord's blessing on our worship this day and know that He will bless us as He comes to give us all the benefits of our Lord Jesus, who was born for us in word and supper. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to His people on earth. Lord God,
heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship
Be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the Nativity of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 57. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." The voice of your watchmen. They lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous. The epistle is from Titus, chapter 3. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs, according to the hope of eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Mary gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory is of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending, he. Of the things that are, that have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. Oh, that birth forever blessed, when the Virgin full of grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, bore the Savior of our race. And the babe, the world's redeemer, first revealed his sacred face, evermore and evermore. O ye heights of heaven, adore him, angel hosts his praises sing, powers, dominions bow before him and extol our God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert ring, evermore and evermore.
Word of God that calls for our attention as we celebrate the nativity of our Lord is the epistle for this day from Titus chapter 3. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Christmas.
It is the time for families to gather, for memories to be recalled, for new memories to be made, for gifts to be exchanged, for childhoods to be relived. It's the time when people seem a little more joyous, more cheerful. You'll hear them say, "Happy Holidays." A few of them will actually still say, "Merry Christmas." It's the most wonderful time of the year. At least it is for some, but it is the most difficult time of the year for others. Do you know that if you look back over the history of our congregation, more of our members have died in the few weeks before and after Christmas than at any other time of the year? It's hard to put on a happy face when your heart is weighed down. When your memories of Christmas are filled with people who aren't here anymore. Some of you have bodies that are filled with pain. Some of you have members of your family who are in prison. Some of you have relationships that are strained. Some of you have financial situations that are difficult. You look back over the last year and see what's happened in the world. Hurricanes devastate the Caribbean. Mass shootings in Mississippi, in El Paso, in a synagogue in California, and of all times on Easter morning, in a Christian church in Sri Lanka. You can see why Christmas isn't a time of happiness for everyone. There are too many difficult memories associated with it. If this is the most wonderful time of the year for you, give thanks to God on this Nativity of our Lord. If this is the most difficult time of the year, give thanks to God on this Nativity of our Lord. Because St. Paul teaches us that Jesus' birth and our rebirth into that Jesus' life and death and resurrection mean that this world isn't long for its current condition. What did the Old Testament reading say? All the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. And the psalm repeated it. The angel said, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." St. Paul tells Titus, when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us. When did the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appear? In other words, when could eyes actually see the mercy of God that had come for us? Wasn't it when Mary wrapped her firstborn son in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger? And shepherds could lay eyes on him. Wasn't it when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us so that he could grow up, be crucified under Pontius Pilate, and be laid in the grave that otherwise would have been ours? That's when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared. That's when he saved us. Saved us from what? From all of the evil that causes the heartaches that fill people's lives at Christmas and all the rest of the year. Because when the baby of Bethlehem, now grown and risen and reigning at the right hand of his Father, returns to this earth, then everything that now causes us such sadness will be gone forever. Do you realize how perilous our situation would be if it weren't for the birth of Jesus? The mess that is this world would go on forever and it would only get worse. But sometimes we forget that. We treat our sin that causes all of these maladies in life as if it's kind of like a cold that won't go away. It's annoying, but we hardly consider it life-threatening. Maybe that's the reason membership in Christ our Savior congregation continues to increase, but not attendance. Have we forgotten? forgotten our need for our Lord Jesus. Without that birth of Jesus, we're in peril. Because what threatens us, our sin, is not a cold. It is a cancer that is killing us from the inside. Without that birth of Jesus, we're on our spiritual deathbeds. We do not need a little TLC, a little rest, some chicken soup, or a cold remedy over the counter. We need nothing less than God to invade this world, to come down and save us. I don't remember very much from my world lit classes in college. Sorry about that, son and daughter-in-law who are lit teachers. Sorry about that, Professor Connors. I do remember this, though, that when the characters would get into a situation that they couldn't get out of, the playwright would have one of the Greek gods, maybe Zeus, come swooping down from the rafters of the stage and fix everything in an instant. Isn't that what our Lord does? He comes swooping down when there is no other hope for us. But he doesn't come from the rafters of the stage. He comes down from heaven. And there's a huge difference, because our lives and our God are not make-believe like the characters in the Greek plays. They are very real. That baby of Bethlehem is real. He is really God. And he couldn't just simply sweep down into this world, fix everything, and return to heaven, no worse for the wear, while the curtain drops on the stage and all of the audience applauds. Well, I guess he could do that. He could have just snapped his fingers, wiped out everything evil in this world, but if he did that, he would have to wipe out us, who are filled with evil. And he refuses to do that if he can help it. And so the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appears. Doesn't his arrival suggest that God is like soft on sin, letting us get away with it? No. Quite the opposite. It calls us to repentance, but it also tells us that God is so serious about sin that he demands death. He demands hell be paid for every sin. And so Mary holds the goodness and loving kindness of God in her motherly arms so that he can serve the sentence of hell in your place and mine. Maybe our creche over there should have the little baby with blood oozing out of his wrists and his feet and his skull and his side to remind us what it is that he came to do in this world, so that we would be reminded how it is that the goodness and loving kindness of God saved us, and so that we would be reminded to fight against the inclinations of our sinful nature so that we don't lay more sin and more death on our Savior. Long lay the world in sin and error pining until he appeared. And the soul felt its worth. How much is your soul worth? So much to God that he is willing to give up the glory of heaven, come down to this earth and put your sin into his holy flesh. So much that your heavenly Father is willing to make possible the birth of Jesus at Christmas and the death of Jesus on Good Friday so that he can have you as his own. If you and I are going to be saved from this mess of a world, we need Jesus' birth. We also need our rebirth, Paul tells us. I find this so amazing. Here we come to Christmas time. I don't usually associate baptism and Christmas, but five baptisms in our church family this month, and readings that keep coming back to baptism, including today's epistle, remind us that there is a tie between Jesus' birth and our rebirth, that Christ is born in us at our baptism, as the hymn, O Little Town, reminds us. Little Billy has been playing in the leftovers of the snow all day long, which really means he's been playing in the mud all day, and he's pretty filthy. Disclaimer. Any similarities between events in this illustration and my grandsons are strictly, what's the word I want? Coincidental. End of disclaimer. Little Billy is filthy. Mom runs a tub full of sudsy water for Billy, but Billy remains filthy unless he gets into the tub and gets washed clean. Jesus has run fonts all over the world filled with his cleansing water. But we're not clean until we get plunged into that washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit that applies to us what Jesus did on the cross and with his empty tomb. That is where Paul says you have been reborn. Actually, the translation that we heard this morning says regeneration. But regeneration and rebirth are pretty much the same word. Nicodemus asked Jesus, how's that possible? That's ridiculous. How can I get back inside my mom? And Jesus has to explain, no, rebirth doesn't have anything to do with your mother giving you birth again. It has to do with God giving you birth. You're born not of reborn, not of natural descent or a human decision or a husband's will, but reborn of God. Who gives you the right to become children of God. That Greek word there for rebirth or regeneration, literally it means Genesis again. When you are reborn at the font, baptized into that Jesus who was born for you, what's happening? You're being given Genesis all over again. It's as if you were back where Adam and Eve were before anybody fell into sin. Because your sin is no longer counted against you. It's been counted against Jesus. Which means the day is coming when there will be no more sin, no more death, no more family problems, no more heartaches, no more pain, no more difficulties, nothing that makes people sad at Christmas or any other time of the year, just life, eternal life. Life that he gives to you every time he takes that body that was inside of Mary and then in the manger and puts it into bread and wine. So that he can place it into your mouth and assure you that you are one for whom that baby of Bethlehem was born on Christmas and died on Good Friday, so that you can know that the goodness and loving kindness of God has saved you. Jesus' birth and your rebirth mean you've got new life. Don't go back to living as if you're still stuck with death. Let the world see that your priorities are different than everybody else's priorities, that your behavior is different, because you don't belong to the world. You belong to God. You are his child. Paul says that you have been justified. That is, you have been declared not guilty in his courtroom, not because of righteous things that you have done, but because of his mercy, because of the righteous things that Jesus has done for you. And now you are heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Paul says, with heirs, who gets the inheritance? Isn't it children? So what does God do so that you can have the inheritance? He rebirths you into his family. He makes you his children, right alongside, equal heirs with his only begotten son. And now you have been given an inheritance that makes the inheritance received by the heirs of Bill Gates or Ted Turner or Donald Trump makes those inheritances look positively minuscule. Because what's going to happen to all of the inheritances of those people on the day Jesus returns? Well, their estates are going to be worth exactly the same as my estate. Nothing. But everyone who has been birthed into Christ Jesus, rebirthed into Christ Jesus, every believer is going to take possession of the entire kingdom of our Heavenly Father. Do you see how essential not only Jesus' birth, but also your rebirth are? Until the goodness and loving kindness of God appears one last time at the end of time, until Jesus returns, every Christmas is going to be the most wonderful time of the year for some, and the most difficult time of the year for others, and frankly, for most of us, a mix of the two. Which is why all of us, the joy-filled and the heartbroken, have reason to give thanks on this day, the Nativity of our Lord. Because Jesus' birth and your rebirth mean this old world isn't going to stay in this condition very much longer. The goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, has appeared for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. Who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead. Whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. To save us and make us his children and heirs, our Father in heaven has given his most precious treasure, his Son, to be born of the Blessed Virgin. Let us cast aside all fear then and come boldly into our Father's presence, praying in the Spirit for all people, for the Holy Church, for our needs of body and soul, and for all who are in need, including Bob Kittle, who is hospitalized. Lord, we pray for your church throughout the world. You have given us Christ's birth and our baptismal rebirth. Enable us to show the joy of Christ's light and life by our faithful witness in this dark and dying world. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for the nations. Grant that those entrusted with leadership serve with integrity and courage and wisdom. Be with those in our armed forces, that they may serve under your protection with integrity and honor, Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for those who wander in darkness, unaware that Christ has been born for us and desires to give to us rebirth. Send your Holy Spirit to enlighten their hearts so that they join us in praising him who became a child of the Blessed Virgin in order to make all of us children of God. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for the Christ our Savior family. Grant that every member of this congregation find joy overflowing because we have been adopted by our Heavenly Father in baptism. And let that joy of new birth show in the way that we live our lives each day. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for those who are sick or injured, for those who are dying, for those who are grieving and lonely. Be with Bob, Oris, Jeanette, Devin, Charlie, Herb, Perker, Reagan, Aaron, the Martinez family, Joshua, Hope, Holly, Mark, Dave, Clem, Nina, Roger, Beth, Matt, Tara, Charles, Barb, Kathy, Sherry, and Norma. Grant to them faith, peace, and healing. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for all who approach the holy altar of our Lord Jesus this day as we welcome Emmanuel, who comes to us in his body and blood. Strengthen and sustain us in living faith. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray with thanksgiving for that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, whose souls now are with the Savior, and with whom we are one forever in Christ. Keep us in faith to the end of our time on earth and bring us to share in their unending joy. Lord, in your mercy. These prayers and praises we offer in the name of him who came among us as Mary's child, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
What shall I render to the Lord?
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy,
holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Oh, will you take away the sin of the world? Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the and loving kindness of God our Savior has appeared to you first in the manger and now in bread and wine. Go in his peace.
God's sanctity, his hand removed impurity. The Holy Lamb undaunted came to God's own altar lit with flame, while weeping angels hid their eyes. Thus we see the goodness and loving kindness of God has appeared to you, first in the manger and now running by. Go. Place within the veil before God's face. The veil is torn, our priest we see, as at the rail on bended knee, our hungry. Infant lowly, for his bed a cattle stall, oxen lowing, little the morrow, Christ the child was born for you. Christ the child was born for you.
kindness and loving kindness of God our Savior has appeared for you, first in the manger, and now in bread and wine.
Now sing we, now rejoice, now raise to him our voice. Not so brightly beameth the sun in yonder sky.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Let us pray. We praise you, Lord Jesus Christ, for as you once resided in a manger, you have come now to dwell among us in bread and wine. Grant that we who have shared in the communion of your body and blood may be kept and live as children of God. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.